Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And let me give it to this version of In the Loop with Paul Gallant and Chris Partee.
Brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing, the crosstalk, everybody. Chris, good to see you again, man.
Paul, what's happening, man?
I'm doing all right. It's Christmas Eve.
It is, isn't it?
I've got everything taken care of. What a relief off of my back.
Everything.
Yes, as a master procrastinator.
Presents, groceries for tomorrow.
Presents are
wrapped. Everything's good.
Groceries are bought. I made 2 grocery store trips yesterday.
You mentioned that earlier.
I found that elusive prime rib. It was terrifying finding that elusive prime rib, as Colin can tell you behind the glass.
Yeah, I was wondering because we were going into a segment, and then all of a sudden you look at your phone like, oh, and then and then John sends like shows you a text message like, hey, good luck if you're going to HEB or any grocery store in the area.
That was it.
And then you were so worried that you didn't buy a prime rib, so you did not get a prime rib. You had to go get one.
Absolutely terrified, and I followed our buddy John's advice, Chris. John told me to go to Central Market because at Central Market, I assumed, okay, they're going to have a lot of supply and demand. There's a Central Market that's around the corner from us. I'm not sure if there's
you
a bunch
assumed.
Of them. I assumed. What is the saying about assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first off, getting into the parking lot, nightmare. Somehow I did find a parking spot after.
Should have been your first sign right there.
Yes.
That should have been the first sign. Like, all right, wait a minute.
But for some reason...
Did John lead me astray?
Well...
That's what you should have been asking yourself.
I trust Uncle Lopez, okay?
We all do.
John's been giving me uncle-esque advice since I first came to 610 back in 2011. I love John to death.
Hey, he's the OG, man.
He is the OG indeed. But I get into the store, and immediately my flashbacks to... mediocre high school football play kick in. I hate crowds. And I want to either juke everybody that's in a crowd or truck stick them. So as I'm going through this specific version of HEB, the Central Market, which is designed like a maze, it is just tough. And you got people that are on their phones. You got people that are slow walking.
People not paying attention.
Children also, who are completely hopeless when it comes to
madness,
head on a swivel and all of that.
Oh, they got no clue. They got no clue at all.
None. So I finally get to the meat section, and it is shoulder to shoulder. There's no space. And I get to the section where the prime rib's supposed to be.
Supposed to be. That's
right.
That's the word there.
Well, there is only one left. So I see this one that's left, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, hey, I found it. I look at the price.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Guess the price.
Well, don't do it to me, Paul.
$1 million.
Not that. It wasn't that. But, I mean, it was price gouging feeling. It was. It's the apocalypse. This might be the last one I could see.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's Turbo Man in Jingle All the Way.
Turbo Man.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Put the prime rib down.
Put that prime rib down, yes. Put it down. It was $160-something.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like,
wow.
How big was it?
It
don't matter
big,
at this point.
But it wasn't that big.
Oh, okay.
Not to cost $160.
$29 a pound.
Wow.
So I saw that and I'm like,
goodness gracious.
Okay.
What is going on here?
First, what is going on
what
here?
What is going on?
And the second thing I wondered was, surely this is wrong because I have bought what I at least thought were prime ribs in years past to cook them, thinking that it was supposed to be about $50. Turns out I'd been buying ribeyes this entire time, the giant ribeyes.
I was going to say, apparently you were not buying prime rib.
Apparently I was not buying prime rib. I don't need to have prime rib. A lot of waste, and especially a lot of wasted money if you're going for $160. So I see this one prime rib available, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, there's got to be a cheaper one somewhere. There's got to be a cheaper one somewhere, but I'm holding on to it. I'm just walking around the store and calling other grocery stores asking, hey, do you have prime rib? I called Costco, straight to voicemail. They don't want to pick anybody's phones up. They're probably overworked as it is. I finally do reach an HEB, and I tell the meat market guy, dog, I know that you're having probably the worst day ever.
Ah.
Is there any prime rib left? And he said, yeah, we got a whole case of it. I was like, oh! So I go to the HEB that's right next to my place. And this is why John steered me wrong.
Did you not ask him how much it was first?
I did ask. And okay. He was saying it was going for $19 a pound.
That's much better.
From $29 a pound.
That's much better.
So I'm like, okay, John, noted.
A little fancy.
Noted. A little fancy. John's a little bougie guy, but hey, listen, he's got the Bite Me podcast. He's the OG. I get it. So I get to the HEB that's by my place, like walking distance. I thought about parking my car at my place because I figured, oh, the HEBs are
going to be crazy.
Right. I get to the HEB. There's plenty of parking available. I go in. I find the ribeye I was looking for.
There was plenty there.
$45. Tons. There were like 8 or 9 of them left, and there were probably more that were going to be put out. There was no rush at all. And
so from 160 at Central Market down to $45
right.
at HEB.
And all the
God bless HEB.
God bless
everybody.
H-E-B.
God bless. I love HEB.
The stress left my system immediately. And I did my Christmas tree decorations, which I finally hadn't done. I hadn't done any Christmas decorations at my
place.
You
did them last night?
I did. I wrapped up all the Christmas gifts. I got started on my Christmas cards. No word on if I'll get those finished by June. But
By June.
I'm a big procrastinator, Chris, and I'm just relieved. I'm just relieved that it's all done. And for everyone who is a last-minute person like myself, my thoughts and prayers are with you because I relate to you. But tonight/today, it's probably going to be stressful.
Oh, my goodness.
You know who else has been procrastinating?
You?
Yeah, to be fair,
he's
I
like,
have.
Yes, I have.
But, man, the fellas down in Toyota Center.
Ooh. Well, here's the thing.
Oh, man.
They're taking care of business early. They keep on finding themselves with the lead like they did last night. I wasn't paying full attention to the game. They're playing the Clippers. The Clippers suck. I'm thinking to myself, okay, they've got the lead. They're going to take care of this. Forgetting completely about the blown lead against the Kings, the blown lead against the, who did they blow the lead against last week? The Pelicans. And then they did another blown lead, although this was a lot more quick of a blown lead.
They lost to the Jazz as well within the last couple weeks.
They've been playing really poorly. It's been tough.
I'm not completely doom and gloom. I throughout an 82-game NBA season, even your better teams, which the Rockets, I would say, at least the beginning of the year, one of the better teams in the West, definitely, you're going to have lulls in the season. You're going to have stretches where you don't play as well as you would like to. And let's just be honest, most of these NBA players, they don't want to get up for these games early in the season. They don't care. And I'll tell you, like I told Bajani, Sean Bajani last night on Area 45, the real season doesn't start till Christmas anyway.
Okay.
The NBA season starts at Christmas. That's when people get it going. That's when players really start. That's when most fans don't care until Christmas.
I agree with that.
January moving on.
I'll be honest.
I'm not giving any excuses for them losing games to the Kings, the Pelicans, the Jazz. Now the Clippers, who are just the Clippers, are and they're an atrocious squad right now. They are bad, but you're going to lose some games to bad teams. It's the NBA. It's going to happen. You play 82. This is not the 90s where teams go all out or try to go all out all the time. It just doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doom and gloom. I think the Rockets are going to be fine. I think they fall into a sixth place in the West. They were up as high as 2 or 3 at one point earlier in the season. I know they were third for a time there. They'll get back. I think they'll be fine. Now, last night, I was in here with Sean, and now we had the game on. Couldn't actually watch it, but we had it on. I mean, they couldn't really hit the broads out of a barn from three. Tari Eason, I think at one point, it was like 0 for 5 from three. He should have just stopped shooting. It was like, dog, we love you, but let's chill.
There's so many players.
It's chill.
When they have a night like that, and you say, hey, man, slow it down.
It's chill.
And they keep on shooting.
Yeah.
You know who's the best at that? Fred VanVleet. Unfortunately, he's
But
hurt.
He ain't here.
Yeah. Which is a big problem.
And he won't be here.
Nope, he will not.
That's just something you have. That they have to deal with.
But it's not like they're dealing with it well. And listen, a lot of season left. This is sort of like what I said going into this Texans season. Hey, can the offensive line be better by the end of the year? Can the offensive coordinator be better as a coordinator in his first year by the end of the year? So it is definitely going to be a process. I did want to come into today's show going full speak for your pizza opinion-based television show and say, this is it! I've had it with the Rockets! Northeastern Sports Talk Radio! Yelling! I'm mad!
That is definitely a Northeastern Sports Talk thing. I've realized over the years. I grew up in California. I'm from the Bay Area. That's not a thing in California. I mean, people, yeah, but it's not incessant, constant screaming at you. That's a Northeast thing for sure. Yeah. I've been in multiple markets like you have. Yeah, that's definitely a Northeast thing.
It's funny seeing some of the people that go viral for having these long rants online, and you're like,
were they yelling like that?
Yeah, but they cover a team that blows, like the Jets.
Well, see, you kind of have to do something when you cover a whack team.
That's true.
You kind of have to come up with something.
But at what point does the yelling and screaming, at what point does that fall on, okay, we get it. I mean, this team stinks. Like, hey, how about just don't watch the team anymore? It's clearly giving you misery. I say this, one of my buddies in the industry, Jake Asman, is a Jets connoisseur, and he does a Jets YouTube show and stuff. And every single time I see one of his videos pop up on social media, it says, insert Jets analyst erupts over latest Jets collapse. And it's like, okay, but at a certain point, when do you dial it back? So I'm dialing it back with the Rockets. I'll admit it too. I mean, to what you were saying, Chris,
yeah.
I've watched a handful of Rockets games start to finish where I've actually had my full attention on the Rockets. Yeah. I've had it on. I have a two TV setup. I will generally put the Rockets on a smaller TV. Like last Thursday, yeah. I looked down. The Rockets were up 71-45. To watch the Rams and Seahawks game, which was awesome. I look back up and the Rockets had lost.
Exactly.
What happened?
Exactly. But it's that time of year. I mean, it's unfortunate for the NBA, but the casual fan, most fans, now, this is our job. This is what we do. We're going to watch. You know what I mean? We're going to watch. Most fans aren't watching yet.
Right.
Like, seriously. They know this team is good. They know they're going to be there in the hunt towards the end. Most people aren't starting watching until Christmas, January, and moving on.
I hope that on Christmas Day, tomorrow, when the Rockets play
tomorrow.
The Lakers,
yeah.
that we actually do see some Rockets players out there, especially since this NFL slate is looking pretty weak with all the banged-up quarterbacks.
All the injuries.
And the bad teams.
Netflix cannot be happy because I think they have two games tomorrow, two of the games, right? Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
And in two of those, you got like backup, like a third string in one of those.
They have three of the games per Colin.
Oh, okay.
F Netflix.
Do they have?
You know, wrong, though.
But I don't really like the Netflix slate anyway.
Yeah, screw them. Screw Netflix.
I could care less.
Screw Netflix. I don't want to. You know what? Here's an admission. Listen, I love football. It's my favorite sport. Always has been. The NFL is my favorite league. I don't need football on Christmas. I can use a day off.
So it's okay. That's right. Because Amazon Prime has one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have two.
It's all streaming. Okay.
It's all streaming. Yeah.
Great.
Which I'm not a fan of to put everything on streaming, but. I wrote an article about this a few years ago, and I said, get used to this.
Yeah.
When the NFL did that first playoff game on Prime with the Chiefs and so a few years ago, whoever the Chiefs played, I said, get used to it. And here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Give a mouse a cookie.
Here we are.
They're going to steal your car.
The NFL is always going to go for the money.
Yes.
They don't care if you can't purchase another streaming network. They don't care. They're going where their money is.
You're right on that.
That's what it is about.
But the Rockets do play the Lakers tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there's some other angles to the Rockets season that we'll talk about a little bit later. He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We're filling in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, someone got Azeez Al-Shaired yesterday, and this guy is a Houston Texans legend. Legend. I'm telling you, it's a real legend. Stick around to find out who.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 620.
Hello, you are in the loop on this Merry Christmas Eve. I am Paul Gallant. He is Chris Partee. We are stepping in for John.
Oh, yeah.
And Reggie. A lot of stuff to dive into on today's show. We'll talk a little more Houston Rockets. We're another day
closer. Of course we will.
To the Texans game Saturday against the Los Angeles Chargers. A short week for the Texans to get ready. And interestingly enough, in that game, there is a man who has gotten the Azeez Al-Shaair treatment.
Woo!
And this man, Chris, is a Houston Texans legend. You can't tell the story of the Houston Texans without J.J. Watt. You can't tell the story of the Houston Texans without Andre Johnson. You can't tell the story of the Houston Texans without Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Dwayne Brown, Jonathan Joseph, the McNair family, Gary Kubiak, Bill O'Brien, and of course, you can't tell the story of the Houston Texans without former Texans linebacker Denzel Perryman, who has now been suspended 2 games for repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players. He appealed the suspension to Jordy Nelson, an offensive player. It was turned down. So the Chargers are going to be without one of their key linebackers on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who helped the Houston Texans install Swarm 1.0 in year one with D'Amico Ryans.
He definitely got the Azeez, I guess, treatment there for his...
Don't you hate how this
is
a thing
now? For the rough play, I guess. Right. Or too rough of play.
He hit a receiver hard, and the receiver may be concussed going forward. Some guy in the Cowboys whose name is eluding me. And this is the new norm for the NFL, where guys are getting suspended for multiple games for a track record of line step.
Of naughtiness.
Yeah.
In the Christmas spirit for naughtiness.
2-game suspension. Azeez Al-Shaair, remember, got suspended the last 3 games of last season for his hit on Trevor Lawrence, who was late getting into that slide and slided awkwardly. Al-Shaair definitely did do the exact definition of unnecessary roughness, Chris. But, I don't know, he was made out to
that
be...
That slide is still questionable to me from last year. It's still questionable. But that's the thing. The NFL has put defenders, not just linebackers, all defenders in such a tough position.
Yeah.
Especially with quarterbacks, but even with other players. The game moves so fast, it's bang, bang, bang. Right? So if a guy, if you're already in the motion of hitting a guy and he goes down where you would have hit him in the chest, now you're going to hit him in the helmet. But that's the penalty. It's a penalty on you. You once you're in the air, you can't control your body at that point. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to stop your momentum at that point.
Right.
So you're just putting guys in such a hard position. The NFL, I get it. CTE, concussions, they're trying to get away from all these hits, but it's inherently a violent game. All right. I understand you want to protect players, yet you're still going to add an 18th game, right?
Mm-hmm.
We still got games on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We've had a Wednesday and a Tuesday before, too.
That was during the pandemic, right? And even after that a little bit.
Tuesday, we had a pandemic game. That was it.
Yeah.
We did have a Wednesday Christmas game last
year, right.
though.
We sure did. Yeah.
The Texans scored two points.
That's right. So basically, you got them playing every day during the week. And then you got guys, like frequently during the season, you have teams playing on short weeks where they get 3 days off, basically. 3.5 days off.
Mm-hmm.
But you're worried about player safety. You're not worried about player safety.
They're very worried about
About your pocketbooks that when these guys retire and don't know what the hell's going on around them.
Yeah.
That's what you're worried about.
I'm always team defender when it comes to this, Chris. Even if CJ Stroud got hit late, I would be team defender most likely because it's very hard for a defender of the league. A guy that I used to work with in Seattle, Dave Wyman, who used to play linebacker with the Seahawks back during the days of Brian Bosworth, will always say, this isn't the Matrix. And it's not.
It's really not.
It's not bullet time. And now you see all these replays with slow motion, and you're gonna attach intent to a player who's hitting someone on your favorite team. And we saw all of that with all those crybabies from Jacksonville talking about the hit that Trevor Lawrence took. And he was out for the year, and people made it seem like he was out for the year for the concussion. No, he was out for the year with a shoulder injury that he suffered at the end of last year. The character assassination
all about narrative.
Al-Shaair. Right.
It's narrative.
It's an easy narrative to have,
very
too.
Easy.
Oh, this guy lost his mind. He had a temper tantrum after he had the entire Jaguars team come after him on the sideline for that hit that he had on Trevor Lawrence, where Lawrence was late sliding, which is a problem in the league. I'm a big believer in this, and this is not what happened in this situation where Denzel Perryman, the Chargers linebacker, got suspended for Saturday's Texans-Chargers game. But I'm a big believer that giving up on a play is unmanly and wrong. I think that if you slide, I think that if you fall to the ground as a receiver, like those soft wide receivers of the Indianapolis Colts back in the early 2000s, if you drop to the ground immediately after catching a football, like that's just lame. If you run out of bounds, it's kind of lame. I don't like that we have trended in such a direction where that is normalized, and now we're constantly looking for these ticky-tack fouls. Your favorite team gets hit over the middle. Oh, God, where's the flag? What? What have we become?
Here's the thing, though. Guys don't, receivers, running backs, they don't really have to immediately hit the ground after a catch anymore because guys can't really hit them.
Right. You see guys pulling up all the time now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defenders know that because, for one, they don't want to get a penalty in real time. And two, they don't want to get suspended and lose money for two games now. They don't want to get suspended and be away, especially late in the season, if you're a playoff team and you're a key guy like Denzel Perryman is to that team. You don't want to miss that time.
Right.
Your team doesn't want you to miss that time. So, yeah, you might let up on some of these hits where you could completely obliterate a guy and potentially take him out of the game, which is to your team's advantage. But you don't want to do that. And I'm not condoning taking people out of the game, but it's a violent game, people. Yeah,
exactly.
It's only so much you can clean this stuff up.
Bleep happens, and defenders have it really hard. It's not the Matrix.
That's why, you know, when we talk about great defenses, you'll never see a defense like the 2000 Ravens again. They killed receivers, tight ends, quarterbacks. You can't breathe on a quarterback now. Apparently, as Aziz Al-Shaair found out last season. Can't even breathe on him.
Right.
Yeah.
There are some defenses in the early 2000s who hit people in a way that, is
you could never do that today. You could never do that today.
But we used to have montages featuring, they got jacked up!
That was one of my favorites. That's,
we love that, and now we act like we
don't. It's so un-PC now. ESPN actually had to get rid of that segment. Now, they didn't get rid of the segment. They changed the name. They still did it a little bit for a while. I don't know if they still do it. I don't really watch ESPN anymore, but they did it for a while. They changed the name, though. Jacked up. He got jacked. That was one of my favorite segments.
He Colin, just got hit in a way where he could possibly sue for damages.
Colin, do you remember that? Jacked up?
Yeah, I remember that. But my question is, we may not have teams like that, but will we still have those kind of players like a Brian Dawkins, Reed?
Aziz is one of those players.
The Texans are the closest version of a team having this mindset that you were talking about from the early 2000s with the swarm mentality, flying around, hitting people. You don't just have Aziz Al-Shaair hitting people. You have a cornerback, and Kamari Lassiter flies up and hits people. You got a safety slash corner slash nickel player slash basically linebacker.
Just everything.
Jalen Petrie doing the exact same thing. Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter. There's a lot of guys out there that are going to go 100%.
They just happen to be all on one team.
Right. And you like that. I am, I got my right fist up in solidarity with Denzel Perryman
for the two. I think it's wrong that he got suspended for two games.
Yeah, it's. I mean, now again, it's to the Texans' advantage that he's not going to be out there.
Yeah,
especially with this offense.
Right.
Especially with this offense.
Yeah. No, it might help him run the football.
It is to their advantage.
Woody Mark's healthy again too.
Yeah, exactly.
Both of these help.
But I'm not. I'm just not a fan of this suspending guys two games when you've made it. I mean, the NFL has not been shy about we want offense.
Right.
They want points. So how do you get points? Make it hard for the defense to defend. That's why what the Texans are doing this year, where they're giving up 16 points a game, something like that.
Yeah.
That is just outstanding. In this NFL, to give up 16 points a game.
By 2 points ahead of every single team in the league.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
To do that. It really is.
What did you have any thoughts, Chris? Chris Barty, Paul Gallant in for John and Reggie in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Do you have any thoughts on the DK Metcalf punching a fan suspension? We keep on getting more and more details, and I'm just more and more confused by
It's all over the place.
So the fan is not going to get punished by the NFL. He might have a defamation case. Supposedly, he was calling DK Metcalf by
his full name,
his government name, which is DeKalen, and he kept on doing it. Also, this fan was caught on camera, and you could barely hear it, but you can see the video for yourself saying, that was the goal, folks. So he was
I heard that.
He was clearly trying to get under DK's skin. He's a shirtless dude. He looks like an a-hole. Like, he's the worst kind of fan. You don't want this person in your section.
This isn't their first interaction from what I've heard.
Right. Apparently,
really? This goes back to when he was in Seattle.
Right. There were some interactions in Seattle or something like that. The Steelers, for what it's worth, have reaffirmed their commitment to DK Metcalf, who's suspended for two games. Theoretically, they could void some of his guarantees, but they're not going to. That's at least what they've told him.
But they didn't explicitly say that.
Right. They just said.
That's what I told Sean last night.
To DK.
They said we're committed to him. Okay. I get it. You're committed to him. But we know NFL teams, if they cannot pay a player $30 million, they're probably going to take that opportunity.
You would think. I think the Steelers.
And I don't know if they are. Now, it is the Steelers.
The Steelers like to think of themselves as different and be like, we do things the right way. We're mom and pop.
The Steeler way.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing? I guess that is a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah, it is.
We don't fire our coaches ever.
They don't.
They've had four.
Three.
Three, right. That's true. It's Chuck Knoll.
Like in the NFL, like in the modern era, yeah. I think they had one in the, like before the leagues merged. They had another guy, but yeah. In the NFL, just the NFL era, yeah. They've only had three coaches. So I get it.
I don't mind him being suspended two games for punching the fan. I just wish that we had a little bit more evidence about what the hell actually happened here, because a lot of people are running wild with it, and in today's culture, I no longer want to play that game.
Yeah. I mean, as far as the player, you have to not engage.
Right.
You just have to not engage. I understand it's irritating. I get it. Especially if this guy has basically followed you from one team to another to troll you.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You got to not engage.
If you engage, they win.
Yeah.
It's just like
being on social media.
Yes. If you block someone, they win.
Yeah.
If you respond to somebody and get mad at them.
If you get mad. If you let them get under your skin.
They win. Right.
And that's what they want.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
they
want.
And once you get that public acknowledgement of, hey, it can get, or once you acknowledge it publicly and it shows that, yeah, people can get under your skin.
It bubbles.
Yeah, it bubbles and people are just going to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
He's Chris Parti. I'm Paul Gallant. We're in for John and Reggie. We've also got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. 713-572-4610 to call to text YouTube at ESPN. Wait, hang on. That's not it. That's not it at all. Goodness gracious. Bad habits. They die hard. Twitch at 610 Houston. And on YouTube as well. I'm going to have to look up what the YouTube handle is. Up next, question of the day. What is your hottest Christmas take? It could be about a movie. It could be about just the holiday as a whole, about food. Let's hear it. Your hottest Christmas take. It's got to be different. It's got to be able to make one of those speak for your pizza TV
speak
sports
for
opinion
your pizza.
Shows.
I love it.
We'll talk about it next. Stick around in the loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
So if I'm not mistaken, this song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, it sounds like it's an older lady, right?
Say an older lady, but
okay.
He's got something cooking over there, Chris. I can just tell.
Of course he does. He's trying to set me up for something here.
This song was recorded in 1958.
Yeah, it's very old.
Can you guess the age of the singer, Brenda Lee, when she sang this song? And Colin, I'll ask you next.
I'm going to say 25.
Okay. Colin, what say you?
She just has one of those voices.
I'm going to say 18.
13 years old.
Okay, I wouldn't have to ever guess that.
Brenda Lee is 13 years old when she's singing this song right now.
But that's not unbelievable because it's the music industry. A lot of singers, they're getting their breaks at, you know, 15, 14 years old.
That's fair. That does not
sound like a
13-year-old.
But she doesn't sound like a 13-year-old. She doesn't sound like a 13-year-old.
I always imagine this.
That's a child.
Some lady in her 40s who maybe smokes a Marlboro or three a day, you know?
Or
like,
three.
Yeah, there's like a little smoker raspiness
or
here.
Or four or five. Or
or a pack.
Just the whole thing.
Yeah. So that's Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree. And fun fact.
But that's why she had that song.
That's how she became a big deal.
Yeah.
1958, at 13 years old.
13.
She
wow.
sang that song. Anyway, by the way, the guy who wrote this song, Johnny Marks, also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There you go. One of my favorites.
I could do music radio for sure.
Rudolph!
Music radio. I'm jealous of those guys. You talk for like 5 seconds. Get paid the same amount of money as us. It's fine. No big deal. No big deal.
I have never done
that before, no.
I did college radio, did some music stuff. And I did not like it at all.
Did you have a DJ name?
No, it was just Partee.
I mean, you had the
DJ Party.
Yeah, exactly. You had, I mean, DJ Party. That's pretty good.
But no, I did not.
The party with Party.
I'm not good. I wasn't good in those short spurts, and it was when I was first starting anyway. So I mean, but no, I'd much rather be here with you talking incessantly ball. About the losing Rockets and.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Thank you. You made my Christmas Eve.
Hey man, you know that's why I'm here, man.
It's great to be
that's
here.
What I'm here to do.
Great to be here with you guys and everyone else listening. We appreciate you so much. Merry Christmas to one and all. Question of the daytime. What is your hottest Christmas take?
Ooh.
So I'm having issues logging into our text line. We're working on that. I've been working on that for 40 minutes or so in commercial breaks. Hopefully we'll have that figured out by the end of the show. So we're going to make you go digital here, okay? So first off, Sports Radio 610 has a Twitch. It's at 610 Houston. Sports Radio 610 also has a YouTube channel, and it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but if you look at Sports Radio 610, you'll see it. It's Sports Radio 610 Houston. So the question of the day, just give us your hottest Christmas take. It could be about a movie. It could be about what people should and shouldn't do around Christmas time, about what the best dish is, the worst dish is. All of that is on the table for you. You got a hot take, Chris?
Well, like I was telling Colin during the break here a minute ago, he mentioned something about turkey. Not that turkey. You said turkey should not be on Christmas, right? Should not be a Christmas food.
I think it personally should be reserved just for Thanksgiving.
Well, my take is I don't really care about turkey. I don't even like it on Thanksgiving. I think we might have talked about this when we were on. Yeah, I don't even like it on Thanksgiving. And I'll come up with something else later because it's kind of a repeat. But yeah, I'm not a big turkey person anymore. I haven't been for years. A lot of times it's dry.
Oh, it's tough to make.
Turkey is tough. It's dry. And even people that make it well, it's still not the most moist meat. Hey, come on. Hey, easy now.
Most moist meat.
There are probably children listening, okay?
Yeah. I mean, listen, sometimes food makes me get really, really excited.
Apparently.
Like that.
Say,
you know?
Hey, it's all right. Food
makes you drool, too.
It does. It does. But yeah, I'm not a turkey guy anymore. Haven't been for a long time.
It's something I've been too much of a coward to ever try cooking.
And I would never cook one myself.
It's just
ever.
It's so much work. It involves so much attention. Over
you
got to
get up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I 100% would forget it's in the oven and it would get.
If you want it to be ready for dinner by like 2 or 3, you got to be up by 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. at the latest. I would say.
Let's throw out Christmas ham as well as Rob Torres does on the YouTube. I'm not a big fan of ham. I think that we should normalize on Thanksgiving at least some version of beef available, and on Christmas, beef. And this is not
Paul Gallant,
who's a rodeo committee member speaking for beef here.
Sure.
Because I'm on the poultry auction committee. I mean, I should be promoting it, more turkey and stuff. But no, listen, I would like a little bit more beef in our holidays, you know? Hottest Christmas take on YouTube at Sports Radio 610 Houston, on Twitch at 610 Houston. Rob Torres says, inflatable yard decorations are garbage.
Woo! That is a
hot one.
That is a hot one right there. Who said that?
Rob Torres.
Shout out to Rob, man.
He sounds like he's on an HOA with that take.
Yeah, because they probably won't let him do it.
But there are a lot of people that are not into the inflatable Christmas decorations. I last weekend was talking with a friend of mine, and she was going on a rant, and apparently whenever she drives by inflatable decorations when she's with her 3-year-old and 1-year-old, she will point it out and make a big point about how ugly they are to these toddlers.
So she's ruining these children.
They're not
going to like anything like this as they get older.
She's laying down the law.
Laying down the law.
This is the law of their household.
Of the household.
Yeah, exactly.
No inflatables.
No inflatables. hottest take. Christmas movie tag. There's been a million renditions of A Christmas Carol. A million renditions. I mean, you've got a Bill Murray modern edition called Scrooged. You've got a cartoon. You've got a bunch of cartoons. But the best Christmas Carol movie is Muppet Christmas Carol. That is a fact, and I will not take any argument to the contrary. Michael Caine at his absolute best, treating the Muppets like the Muppets are real human beings and real actors and actresses.
Well, aren't they?
They are treated like that.
Thought they were real. My bad.
Damn.
You just ruined Christmas for me.
Just ruined the holidays.
Oh, come on, Paul.
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry about that,
it.
Man. How dare you, man?
How dare you?
Mr. Ridiculous says on the Twitch, 610 Houston, F traditional foods. I've made fajitas.
I love that.
Salsa. Queso and guac for Christmas dinners. Traditional foods don't compare to Mexican food on Christmas. Now, that is a take. I like that.
Colin just talked about that.
I literally was just talking about that.
Yeah. I agreed. I'm with that. I'm with it.
Rob says, keep besmirching ham and we'll have Thanksgiving beef, bro. LOL.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Thanksgiving beef.
Samuel says, Xmas brisket.
Ooh, brisket. I like brisket.
I mean, it's something we should have said right off the top, and perhaps we are showing we aren't from here, but we came here as soon as we could.
Our ignorance.
Background, yes. We are Texans by, we came to Texas.
Colin is a Texan?
We're Texan immigrants.
Colin, aren't you born and raised here?
I was born in Waco.
But still, you're from Texas.
And I moved to Houston when I was 5, yeah.
It's still Texas.
I'm Texan, man.
That's good that you got out of Waco. No offense to Waco, which is pretty.
I was born in Waco, but lived 25 miles north in a little town called Abbott, Texas, the home of Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
I've driven through there before. Never.
Check out Savat. If you ever go up I-35, check out Savat checks.
Oh, obviously. Right. Yeah. You got to do that. It's better than Bucky's. Savat checks. That's a hot take. That's not a Christmas take. That's just a hot take. Your hottest Christmas take.
You just upset a lot of people by saying that.
Well,
people love Bucky's, man.
They haven't been to Slavajic's then. They got real authentic Czech kolaches. You know, none of that. None of that nonsense. That's like a hot dog in a bun.
It should, yeah,
like, pass off. That's not
that nonsense in a bun.
It's a giant pig in a blanket. Like,
let's be honest. Ooh, yeah,
kolache. No, it's a hot dog.
I just like how we had this whole thing about hating being Hayden. Like,
hate.
Yeah, hate. And then Paul's like, ah, you know what? I'll carry the sentiment.
Well, listen, it's Christmas Eve. It might be Christmas time, and tomorrow I go out of my way to make it the day I'm the most positive all year long.
Is that what you do, really?
I try.
You don't always succeed, but
no,
you try.
No, because eventually I'll snarkily say something to dump on something.
Just can't resist.
I can't help it. You
just can't help it.
I'm a media type. That's what we do.
I get it.
You know, we're always snarky and always dumping on things. Nothing's
it's part of
good.
Our person. It's part of our charm.
Yeah, it is.
That's what
for
it
sure.
is.
For sure. We're very charming. Both
very.
Of us.
Oh, yeah. All three of us.
All three of us. All of us in this little studio that we like to call Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you listening. Merry Christmas to one and to all. He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We're sitting in for John and Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You've also got to call Neil in for Figgy Fig. Up next, we go around the National Football League. How much does Texans Chargers, their game last year in the playoffs, matter for 2025's rendition of the game? We'll discuss, and Justin Herbert talked about it. Stay put.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.